something for the weekend. Good morning, how are you? It's Trina Mara. I'm delighted to have Faye Short in studio. Faye, you'll know, is the daughter of Mr. Pat Short. Now, Faye, the last time you were on with us, I think we spent a good hour on the phone laughing about your dad, Pat Short's inability to use a phone, right?
Yeah.
So we thought, you know what we're going to do? Because Pat is Pat, we're going to make things easier for him and we're going to bring him into studio. And
look at us now.
Where is Pat today?
He's on the side of the road. His poor 03 Skoda is after breaking down on him. It's called a Skoda Superbia, but it's not so superb now, is it? No.
Pat, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to go to you? Like, what's going on?
Oh, listen, I'm only around the corner from the studio. I got that close.
You could probably see him from the window if you looked out.
We could push it around. Well, we all run around and we'll give you a push.
I'm already after walking here myself. I don't think I want to go back.
Oh, my God. Like, you actually give us material, Pat. Do you realise that we don't even have to try?
Yeah.
It must be so easy for you, Faye, now, in fairness.
Well, I don't think I'd say the word easy now, is it? I'm here slaving away doing interviews by myself in studio. But sure luck.
It's well for you in the cosy, warm studio that you're in. I'm out on the side of the road here and you're making a joke of it.
Is there no truck yet? No?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, hopefully any minute now. I'd love to hear the truck arrive while we're on the interview. That'd be great.
Come here. Are you too much of a cheapskate, Pat, to get a better car?
No.
He is.
Do
you know what? He has this connection with the car now at this stage. It's his baby. It's his banger of a baby.
I love my car.
But the car is older than your daughter, Pat.
But the car doesn't love him.
What's
the
story? Why can't you let the car go? It's only a bit of metal.
I know, I like it. I actually get used to something that's probably a sign of age as well, Trina. You know, before I would have changed the car a lot. Now I kind of say, oh, look, it's okay, it's moving.
Of course,
it's not now.
But the shape of your bum ingrained in that seat probably at this stage, have you?
That's the bum warmers.
You're cruised, do you? You're ganging up on me.
It's just you can just make it too easy. And poor old Faye here now having to do all the work.
I know. We should do a GoFundMe for Pat to get a new car. That's what we should do. We should start here on Classic Hits.
Making a plea for people to come to the show so I can afford a new car.
Oh, God. Do you know what I'm actually more amazed at, Pat? That the last time you were on with Faye was obviously helping you with the phone and all.
Yeah.
You've actually managed to answer the phone by yourself today. So I think
I've done a lot of work on that now.
Well
a lot
done,
of work.
Pat. I'm well able to use the phone, aren't I? Talking to you now. look, this is my apologies for you.
Is the truck there yet? No.
Does this happen all the time, Faye? Because I just, like, it can't be coincidental that the two times you've been on this show, there's been drama.
He's gone pure diva, you see, and he won't admit it. Yeah, he's real diva.
I thought he'd have a chauffeur with him, but
he didn't have the Moe on arrival. That's why he wasn't coming. No Moe, no showing.
Hey. Oh, I see. Well, listen, what are you plugging by yourself, Faye? Because your dad is
he
won't even turn up for the gig.
If he turns up to the gig next week, we're in the 3 Olympia on the 25th, 26th, 27th. Is it 25th? Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Thursday, Friday and Saturday, I call them.
So yeah, we're in the 3 Olympia and it's going to be a great gig and everyone should come and buy tickets so Pat can get a new car.
Can I also say another thing that Pat, you need to do, you need to update your website, because according to your website, the last post has up that your feature film The Belly of the Whale is coming out soon, June 1st, 2017.
No,
listen, our website is actually currently being designed by a new company and it should be ready to go.
Okay, so the kids working there are currently in preschool and by the time the website is done, they're school leavers. I get you.
I haven't looked at it in a while because it's under construction, really, you know. But yeah, no, it will be a shiny new website coming out soon because I'm doing a load of films at the moment.
Yeah, so you'll have to get it done, Dad, for the new film you're after doing.
Yeah, I know, Faye.
That's huge. Like, that's the biggest film he's ever done. Like,
tell me about this one.
Yeah, go on, Dad.
Which one? The Martin McDonagh one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's coming out. I think it's October. It's Banshees. I was with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson and
Barry Keoghan and
Kerry Condon, and Barry Keoghan. So it's in the West of Ireland. I was lucky enough to be working with all those people, and it's going to be great. I kind of don't want to say too much about it because I haven't heard from the producers yet. So I don't
he doesn't know he's in it yet. Does he know?
He could have been clipped.
He's on the cutting floor.
He made the trailer anyway. So if you've made the trailer, I think you're all right.
Yeah, and clear to me, okay. Pat, was Colin asking for me? He's an awful. He was. Nuisance.
Funny enough, he wasn't Trina this time.
No.
Was he asking for me?
You won't pay either. None of you. I won't be asking for you myself.
And the gas thing is that when we were speaking to you the last time, like Faye was saying, the only reason she teamed up with her dad is because she was short for a few quid during COVID.
And I'm still short.
You're still short, Faye, are you?
Yeah. I'm not seeing much of it either because obviously with the car situation. Yeah. But look, we're having a great fun with the tour. It's going really, really well. And we're having a blast when we meet up.
Yeah, it's going great. Yeah. To be fair, we've been selling out every weekend as well, which is great. Like, you know, obviously we're just kind of emerging from the whole COVID thing. And the numbers are really starting to rise, which is great with the attendance to the gigs, not the COVID.
Yeah. And you're great on Instagram, Faye. You're always putting up things, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to be plugging it, don't you? Yeah. You have to be working away, grinding away. Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. I don't know when I might see you next, but
well, if you want to take a look down the road, he's going to be down there for the next 2 hours.
I'll bring you around a cup of tea, will I?
Thank you, Trina.
Oh God, disaster.
And the bottle of Moët.
Come here, where can we get the tickets? Are they all on Ticketmaster?
Ticketmaster, yes, for the Olympia.
And for any other gigs, patshort.com, you know, for the different counties around Ireland.
Well, listen, we will see you hopefully at one point in your life, Pat, back in studio. I'll let you wait for the AA man. He's gone.
Listen, no, I'm not. There's a fella waving at me here, but I'm blocking a gate or something. I don't know.
Oh, Faye, go around and help your dad, will you? Thanks, Pat. Talk to you.
Thanks. Bye. I'm going to have to go. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye. It's gone. Faye. Where did you get him?
Can I chill here for the day?
Just say you're delayed and you weren't able to. Everyone was stopping you for photos and you just couldn't get out the door.
I'm going to have to drive him home now.
Make your own way. Get the bus.
I'd much rather get the train.
It'd be better.
Irish Rail is great these days.
Thanks, Faye. Talk to you.
Thank you.
It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.